Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago.
Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago near the Lake Michigan, near Lake Michigan on the north side of the city, from my comfortability of my studio. And it is 83 degrees out here. I mean, it is summertime like crazy. It is summer, folks, at least in Chicago. It's about time, you know. I mean, this is the third day, I think, that it felt like summer in this city. It's wonderful, and I hope it's wonderful where you are. I hope you're safe, staying safe. But I know just because the weather is good in Chicago, that doesn't mean it's, you know, the same thing all over the world. And we hope for those people who are in bad weather to, you know, get the safety and do the right things and stay alive. All right, this is George Wilder of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago, and it's beautiful. It is beautiful. It's 6:01 straight up Chicago time. Wherever you are, it might be a little later, a little earlier, you know, depending on your time zone. But this is the talk of our times. This is the talk of our time. And the topic for today, do you trust your government? Do you trust your government? I know that's to some people that might be a trick question, but you know, some people it might be a yes or a no. Then some people may have to try to explain themselves. And do you trust your government? It's just a, you know, yes or no question, or you can elaborate on it. It'll be thrown out there for the duration of the show. But I will go off on a tantrum on some other things. But that's the topic of the day. Do you trust your government? And I do have a clip I want to play. It's pertaining to the title of the topic of the show, and I'll play that a little later on in the show. It's pertaining to that. So, and you know, I listened to it before I got it ready. It sounds pretty good. It's very, very informative. It's out there, like you know, taking the pulse of the public, the pulse of the people, asking the people out there, do you trust your government? You know, so. You know, we'll see what happens. And you, obviously, you can probably surmise that people gave all kind of answers to it, and you know. But that should be fun. So I have a clip coming up, pretty long. I think it's about 15, 20 minutes, maybe 10 or 15 minutes long. I'm not sure, but it's interesting. It's very interesting. And so we can stay tuned for that later on in the show. But for now, we're going to talk about things in the news. And so if you want to hook up on that topic, you know, I mean, my number is 347-857-1762. And this is the George Wilder Jr. Show. Do you trust your government? You know, so I have a clip on that. So if you call in, if you don't want to call in, sit back and listen and archive the show for later. Because you know what? This is turned out to be a beautiful looking Sunday. I mean, some of us thought it was going to rain and be gray and dull and just, you know, a mess. But it turned out to be a pretty spectacular looking day. And I hope it's the same for you. Okay, here we go. Smart quiz question. We have a smart quiz question as always. Well, not as always, as much as I can, you know, include them in or incorporate them into the show. And the smart quiz questions for the day is, how many judges are on the Supreme Court? The smart quiz question for the day is, how many judges are sitting on the Supreme Court? Okay, that should be an easy question for you guys out there, because my audience is smart. My audience is intelligent, and that's the way it should be. All right. This is July 19, 2015, and this is the 19th day of the Illinois shutdown. Yeah, we're shut down, at least partially. At least some people are saying partially, but there is no agreement between the Illinois governor and the Illinois legislature. They're still far apart. I don't think these guys like each other. So, obviously, if they don't like each other, then that affects the people of the state, because things will not get done. They will not be doing their jobs. Rauner signing a lot of things into law, but, you know, basically he's not taking care of the budget. We still don't have a budget in Illinois. And people, recently the 6,000, or was it 60,000 governmental state workers had gotten their paychecks. They were threatened not to get their paychecks until a federal judge stepped in. This has nothing to do with Bruce Rauner. The governor of Illinois had nothing to do with the legislature. A federal judge stepped in. If it hadn't have been for that judge, a lot of employees wouldn't have received their duly paychecks. So you really still have to blame the government in Illinois for being a bunch of idiots. You know, I mean, because I said before, when you're messing with someone's paycheck, you better look out, Jack. People are pissed off when you're messing with their money, especially money that they rightfully and lawfully earn and rightfully is theirs. And I think Bruce Rauner, more so than the legislature, is taking the brunt of this. And I don't blame him. I think he should take the brunt of this. If you listen to some of my earlier episodes of the show, you'll find out that I'm just ripping Bruce Rauner. You know, I'm ripping him because he's not the type of governor that Illinois is used to. He's the type of guy who wants power. He wants power. He wants power over the in trying to get what he wants. He's going to hold the people of this state hostage until the Democratic legislature what he wants. All right, I was talking about Bruce Rauner. From time to time, you're on internet radio. I mean, the internet can go down. If, you know, wires get crossed up here and there. But we're back. And I was talking about Bruce Rauner, and I was saying that the state of Illinois is still in a shutdown mode after 19 days. And it doesn't seem like there is any compromising in sight, because it takes both of them. It takes both sides, the Republican governor, which he is, you know, a little, you know, whatever. And the Democratic legislature, these guys are not budging. They're not budging. I mean, the people, there already have been a lot of layoffs because of this. Teacher layoffs. Yeah, we have over 1,000, 3,000 just being laid off. Classrooms are probably going to be affected. They say it's not going to be affected. But anytime you have a teacher's layoff that's in the thousands, you're going to have it's going to affect the classroom. Give me a break, you know. The teachers union, they're saying that it might be a strike. They might strike because of this. The teachers union, they still don't have a contract and like I said, it's hot. It's hot. It's very hot. And, you know, you never know. I mean, the bad weather can also affect the internet. And also, This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. Thank you for being there. I mean, we've been having some technical difficulties. I made it back on the air so far. And I'm having a problem with my microphone, obviously. It's the microphone. I thought it was the internet, but it's the microphone. So if I sound a little bit different, it's because of the microphone. Okay, I'm going to get right to it. I want to play a clip, Do You Trust Your Government? So I'm going to get right to that before anything else happens. I hope you stuck with me, but if you left, I understand. And I apologize for the big wait, the big gap in time. But I'm just finding out my microphone needed changing, so I switched my microphone. And everything seemed to be okay for now, unless something else happens. So I'm going to get right to that clip and about the government and what people think about their government. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, here we go. This is that clip.
Recently, I've been feeling really depressed and alone lately. Going into the New York City subway system definitely doesn't help that feeling. I mean, over 1.1 million people ride the New York City subway system every single day. People from all different backgrounds, creeds, religions, jobs, races, and even cultures. But the most amazing part is that nobody ever talks to each other. There's not even any eye contact. There's no human interaction. There's no humanity. There's no life. There's people sitting on top of each other, people sleeping, people giving each other ugly looks or putting up their feet so nobody else could sit. And one day, I didn't even know what I was doing, but I just decided to talk to these people. Now, of course, I got turned down like a bad prom date, and I even scared a lady half to death. But every time I got turned down, I always said,
no? All right. You said no. Can you help me pick somebody else into you? Pick anybody. Pick a random person.
Which one?
Pick him up. Put him out.
Why are you here?
I'm going home.
Why am I on here?
Anywhere. Like, you mean New York? Because I'm doing a PhD.
I was born in this country.
I'm headed to go shopping and then to meet a woman.
I'm a student at NYU Poly. I'm doing a master's in electrical engineering. So, right now I'm going home.
I see. Coney Island.
I came to New York to better myself and my family.
Just to show people, black people, that, just to prove that all black people are not the same. Like, we're able to do something in life.
I'm trying to live life and trying to make sense out of things and trying to be as happy as I can while still serving something that we might consider a community.
I just came from my second job today. I'm going to my dance rehearsal, and then I won't be home until 11. I'm crazy. That's why I'm on the subway.
Because otherwise I'd have to walk home.
All right. Since you said no, can you help me pick another random person? Pick out anybody randomly. Anybody. Pick them out. It works out best for me. This guy right here?
All right. What motivates you more, fear or love?
A little of both.
Oh, I hope love.
Love.
Why?
Because I'm a person that's full of love. I have a lot of compassion.
Love.
Why?
Because I'm a loving person and a caring person.
Fear.
Why? I don't know. Like, fear of failing. Right now, that's what's keeping me going. So. I think that's what is the motivation behind me right now.
Definitely love. Because I always thought that fear is not a good motivation for anything. I mean, if you're trying to force people to do something by fear, you're not going to reach any kind of real result or good motivation in people.
Fear. It helps you get past better things, like it gets you better places.
Obviously, love is going to motivate me more. Fear, to put the fear in me is going to, might stop me for a while, but eventually I'm going to get sick of that. The oppression is going to become too much. I mean, you see what's going on in the Middle East right now.
I would say fear.
Why?
Because sometimes you just want to get past it to make yourself better.
Love.
Fear. can shake fear, but love will keep you going.
All right, since you said no, though, you got to pick out another person randomly in the subway. Which one, Rick? You believe in government?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
At times.
I believe in government.
Do I believe in the government? I know it exists.
Government? Somewhat. It depends.
Yes, I guess I do.
I do believe in government. I do believe that in structure, but I think that the power lays with the people.
Do you believe they tell the truth?
Not all the time. Sorry. I don't.
No.
Nah.
Sometimes.
Oh, no. No, not all the time.
No, I don't.
Do I believe everything the government says? No.
No. I think human government has a long history of failure.
At this point, I don't trust it completely, but I do believe that there are people who are in office who do have good intentions. It's just difficult to get past all the corruption because, face it, you know, there's with so much money involved, so much power, there's too many people who are collaborating and being corrupt.
Do you think they have your best interest at heart?
Not at all times.
Why not?
Because some of them say things and they lie to people.
Me?
Up to some extent.
I mean, no, absolutely not. I mean, they're trying to do... Most of the time, they're trying to do whatever is best for them and whatever is best for their friends. Close friends, at least.
No, I don't.
Why not?
I think they have their own interests at heart. I just don't trust none of them people because they're not doing nothing for me. Like, they doing what they want to do.
Sometimes.
Why sometimes?
Because overall, I believe the government tries to have people's best interests at heart, but they get distracted by greed.
Yeah. Nowadays, I would say they have their best interests at heart.
And I believe in the need for radical reform of our current government.
You don't want to do it? If you don't want to do it, that's fine, but you have to pick another person.
What does freedom mean to you?
Everything.
Freedom?
It's freedom? Freedom is...
What does freedom mean to me?
You don't gotta, you're your own person, you don't gotta listen to people, you don't gotta always have people telling you what to do.
Does the ability to go where I choose without being threatened?
Both the ability to do things and also knowing what is impossible.
Freedom, I suppose it means just being able to express myself as long as I don't intrude in other people's space and you know, stop people from doing what they want to do.
Freedom means, as I would say, life, hope, prosperity, everything.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I've ever been free.
No, you don't want to do it? Okay. Can you pick somebody else? Pick somebody else. Anybody. With these guys? All right, I'm going to bother these guys.
What makes you happy in life?
Oh. Life itself.
Life makes you happy?
Yeah.
Me and my family happy.
Making other people happy.
Playing basketball, getting education, just being respectful.
Just living day to day, enjoying life.
Right now, I'm on a project. If I complete that, I'll be happy.
Ooh. Yoga makes me happy. New York can make me happy when it's not cold.
Being alive, that's pretty much what makes me happy. Like, being here and, like, knowing that things could be a lot worse.
What makes me happy? Being myself, first of all. First and foremost, to be me. I can't be anybody else. I can only be me.
Writing. Not making it easy, I'm
writing.
Sorry.
Can you do me one favor? Can you pick out a random person? That guy right there. All right, my last question. This is the toughest one. What's the meaning of life?
Huh.
That's funny.
Meaning of life?
That's not much.
What is the meaning of life?
The meaning of life?
The hardest.
I think life, for me, for instance, I think I'm constantly trying to make that definition. I'm constantly trying to create that for myself, trying to, because as I get older, you learn more, and you try to figure out what makes sense.
That's not an easy question, but to strive to be the best at whatever you strive for, and to be a good person.
Serving God. I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Grace and transition.
Having freedom. Having freedom. Doing the things that you love. Spending time with the people that you love. That's what life means to me.
Being able to get up and just breathe. Take a deep breath. You know.
Meaning of life. Meaning of life is to make a difference in somebody else's life. That's it.
I guess that the meaning of life is trying to be whatever you want to be. Like, if someone is not happy with his life, it's because he's not really doing what he wants to do. So this, I think, is the real meaning of life.
To me, life is just to be happy, make something of yourself, and just do what you gotta do.
I think the meaning of life is just to believe and to hope.
I think we are here to achieve something. It's one life. Whatever you do, keep yourself and the people around you happy. Even if you can't help them, don't harm them. I think that's pretty much life. Like, keep going. That's it. Don't stand. There, you got nothing to lose. Keep going. Life.
I still really don't know what to think about this project. I don't know if it was stupid or if it was a waste of time or not. But thinking about it, I at least made a small group of people smile. Hopefully I made some of them not feel alone, and maybe, just maybe, I made some of them think about life and what makes them happy for the rest of the day. I mean, who knows? The only thing I do know is that life is just a journey, and wherever you're going, whatever your destination is, the only thing that matters in life is the ride. Even though we may feel alone many times on this ride, don't ever forget that we are all in this world together. Smile, laugh, and always appreciate the person next to you. This is Luke Radowski reporting for We Are Change. Why are you here?
No.
What freedom do you value?
Pardon?
What freedom? What freedom do you value?
I see it's on the mall.
Do you believe in government?
Maybe.
You trust government?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
What does the meaning of life mean to you?
I don't know.
What makes you happy in life?
Much money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay, that was interesting. A few young people talking about their experiences with the government. There is some, there was a question that was asked that seemed like that it was hard for people to answer, and that question was what can you get out of life, or something to that effect? And it seemed like it was a hard question for them to answer. I'm going to play that clip again in a later show, so I'm going to hold on to that clip because I thought it was interesting. It was getting the pulse of the grassroots people who were just riding on a train and were being just asked simple questions, about their government and other things, their government and other things. And so, we're having, and that was great. That was wonderful. And if I can answer my own question, do you trust the government? Or I could say, do I trust the government? Well, no. simple and straightforward. No, I do not trust the government, at least not to this point, because you get a lot of people, you vote a lot of people in office, and they just work against you. They turn against you. They vote for things that they want and not what you want, and you are the person who voted this person into office. No, I don't trust government. There's too much corruption in government. There's too many people going to Washington, D.C., to get rich and not to serve the people who put their butts in office. And no, I do not trust it. I would like to trust it. I mean, sometimes you have no choice but to try to want to trust your government, because all you have is your vote, and all you have is what people, how people present themselves who want to try and get your vote. You got to go for the people who sound the most believable, for the people who's going to try and do the best for you and your family, because you giving them their vote. When you give a person your vote, you're expecting something from that person in return. And a lot of times, majority of the times, that does not happen. A lot of these guys, they go to Washington, they get elected for one reason, to get rich and to vote for whatever there is. They become bought off, paid off. And they become puppets of corporations, puppets of Wall Street, puppets of rich donors. The rich donors and Wall Street and the corporations did not vote their asses in office. You and I did. But they will, you know, I mean, they will say all the nice things. They will say all the things we want to hear. But behind closed doors, you know, who knows what they're talking about? It's not about serving you or I who put their asses in office. So there's no, I do not trust government, especially here in the state of Illinois, when so many governors have been led out of their offices in handcuffs, you know. And I think at some point in time, Bruce Rauner would be brought out in handcuffs, because a lot of the things he's doing with this government turning Illinois upside down, I think is some of the things can be against the law. So we're not done probably without having people going to jail. Corrupt. So do I trust the government? No, I don't. I don't. But I know that I have to do my duty and vote, because there's so many people who have died for me to have this opportunity, for us to have this opportunity to get out there and do our sacred duty, which is to vote. And we try to vote for people who sound good. I mean, you know, I don't mean actually sound good, but people who are believable in saying what they're going to do for us, the people who they're trying to get to vote for them. You know, so do I trust my government? No. Would I love to want to trust my government? Yes. Yes, I would. But the government has proven too many times that they can't manage jack. They can't do nothing. Because if they could manage government, they can't manage their finances. They can't manage the money, the taxes, and all that. If they could manage those things and manage them properly, they wouldn't have to come to us all the time asking for more money in this or that taxpayer, raising taxes on this and that and whatever. You know, we're paying taxes through the nose. Illinois is one state where the taxes are really through the roof. I mean, I think I said this at the beginning of the show. I'm not sure because I've been having so many technical difficulties here. But I'm going to keep saying that, no, I do not trust the government. I would like to. There are some people, I think most people would say that they do not trust this. And if people say they do trust the government, that'll tell you they don't know much about government. If they hesitate to say yes or no, then, you know, they don't know, they're not following what's going on. Because what's going on is not good. I mean, we got high crime. I blame government for some of the high crime in some of these high crime areas, because they're not doing enough to eradicate it. They're not doing enough to stop it. They're not doing enough. Yeah, they're picking up guns. They're confiscating guns. And, you know, you take a criminal to jail, five more criminals are born in the ghetto, and they're going to do the same thing. Pick up a gun. All right. Okay. George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show. How many judges are there on the Supreme Court? The answer is 9. We have 9 judges on the Supreme Court. I knew you knew that. I knew everybody knew that. And I'm sorry for the break in the show. We seem to, the internet seems to be going in and out and out and in. But I'm glad you hung around. I'm glad you stayed there. If you didn't, I apologize. I apologize. So the smart quiz question is, how many good judges are on the Supreme Court? There are 9. There's 5 Republicans and 4 Democrats. So the court is kind of leaning towards the Republicans and some way away from the Democrats. But you know what? The court seems to be upholding Democratic issues, you know, like health care and all that kind of thing. And so it's kind of slanted, but Judge Roberts has seemed to be on the side of the liberals and on some cases, on some things that they've recognized. So there's 9 judges on the Supreme Court, and I knew you guys knew that because it's just, you know, it's, you're smart. You're intelligent. Okay, this is the, I think this is my 109th episode, and I will remember this episode because I've had all kind of internet problems, microphone problems right here during the show. I guess things like that can happen, right? Okay, we just got through listening to a clip called Do You Trust Your Government? And I was talking about that before I abruptly got cut off. I was saying basically that, no, I do not trust my government, and they have a long way to go in order to get my trust, because it's been too much corruption. It's been too much lying. It's been too much cheating. It's been too much politicians being bought off and bought and sold by the highest bidder, you know. It's been too much of themselves and not thinking about the people who, like I just said, the people who put them in office. So it's a lot to be distrustful of. You know, they have not gained my trust or a lot of other Americans' trust, for that matter. But, you know, a lot of people, a lot of Americans, you know, if you take a mic around and stick it in their mouth, they can't tell you jack. I mean, We need to, and another thing we need to do, we need to educate a lot of Americans, because a lot of people just aren't educated. And when I say educate, I'm not saying people are dumb. I'm just saying there's some things people should know about that they don't know about or they don't really care to know about. I've done a lot of shows talking about things like this, and we have to educate those people, you know. I mean, well, I got a diploma already. But yeah, but you may not know too much about your government or things outside of your government or foreign affairs. I don't know too much about foreign affairs, but I do know enough to know that there's ISIS propaganda. And we do have ingrown terrorists. And the Muslims and the thugs of the Middle East, the terrorists, they're dictating what people should do over here in America, and it's happening. It's happening. So I applaud people when they're officials, police officials or military officials who are going to start guarding these bases with personnel, armed military personnel. Like I was saying in yesterday's show, please do not put city police officers to guard National Guard bases or Army bases or any kind of military facilities. We need police officers, city police officers within the city to stop city crime, especially in some of these high crime and appear to be war-torn areas of some of the cities within the United States. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show. You know, I guess I don't really need to take a break. I've been taking a lot of breaks today lately because I've been trying to fight to get back on the air, because the internet is in and out, and I had a trouble with my microphone. I think that's all been corrected. But you know what? I mean, when you got stuff, even the guys on the television and over the air radio seem to have difficulty sometimes, especially when the weather is bad. So I hope you guys understand that, and I hope you stuck with me through all of this, and I totally hope you understand. If not, then I don't know. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to have that clip again on the show. I'm going to have it again on the show later on in the week, probably next week or the week after, because I think it's a it was a great clip. I mean, I think it was informative. I'm going to have more things like that on. Stay tuned for that. And this show will carry on no matter how much the difficulties are. I may, you know, change from Block Talk Radio, go over to another radio station or something like that. Yeah, stuff like this keep on happening because, you know, this is expensive. I'm financing this, so I want the best out of it. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm going to take a slight break here because we are just about off the air. Stay with me. And I'm talking about the Internet. Stay with me. All right.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Dip it. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. On the George Wilder Jr. Show. Look me up on Facebook, Block Talk Radio. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm also a writer, an author, and a reviewer of books. Thinking about reviews, I've just received a 5-star review on one of the short stories that I've written on Amazon. I mean, I was enthralled at that. I mean, when you get something like that, it makes your day. It makes your day. It lifts you up. And so I have this 5-star review for the story, Mom, It's Only Illegal. And it's a great little story. It's funny. It's sexy. It's... I mean, it's great, and it's only 99 cents. You know, it's only 99 cents. I think it's about 27 or 30 pages or something like that. It's 99 cents, a quick read. You know, it's a 5-star review, and I think it deserves it. I mean, I really do. I mean, there are some people who have read the book and downloaded the book, and they have said great things about it, but they have yet to give a review. You know, some people don't know how to write reviews. You think you got some authors out there who have written several books, but if you ask them to write a review, they don't know how to write a review. I mean, give me a break. All you got to do is say, well, it was a good book, I liked it, and that's it. You know, I mean, you don't have to give a long, drawn-out review. Like some reviewers, they give long, I mean, they give like two long paragraphs of review. That's unnecessary. You know, just say, hey, it was a great book, great read, page turner, highly recommended, 5 stars, and that's it. But you, basically, I try to do at least 2 or 3 lines. I don't do a whole paragraph or 2 paragraphs on a review because I think that when you're doing that, you're giving away a lot of the book, you know. And I do my reviews that I give are short, snappy, and sweet. You know, it doesn't give away much of the book, and I don't think the author would want a lot of the book given away in a review, you know, because I've read some of the reviews, and some of those reviews are good, but they're just too damn long. You know, you don't want to give a review, write a book by giving, write a review that looks like a page from a book. Give it short, snappy, and direct to the point, you know. And, yeah, I got a 5-star review, and it was short. The review was short. I mean, it was shorter than I anticipated it to be. But I just was engulfed at the 5 stars, basically, for that book. And I think for that short story, Mom is Only Illegal, it's at the top on my page. It's at the top of the pages with a green book design, book cover. So if you're going to check that out, check that out. So if you're going to check that out, check it out. Like I say, I won't be back on the air until the 23rd of July. And boy, am I going to need it. I mean, especially after the day. I mean, I've really been through the cleaners today because the internet has been going out on me. I apologize for any of that. And I really do apologize. And I hope you guys understand that that's one thing about me. When I apologize, I mean, I really apologize. I mean, I can't stop this. Shut up, George. You apologize too much. Yeah, you're right. So join me next week, and I'm going to have a few days off to try to figure out what went wrong and how to stop it from going wrong in future shows. So you guys, thanks for being with me. Join me next time when I will start the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th on the George Wilder Jr. Show at 6 p.m. to 7:30 or maybe even longer. Have a good one. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for sticking with me. Thanks for understanding. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago.
And never too long.